kids out there. But assistant coach Jen Banham is here. See, she liked her radio gig a couple of weeks ago. You had to come back and see us, didn't you?
I sure did. Yes, you're so kind to give us some time. And
oh, you
yes,
bet.
I appreciate it.
We've known this for years after state meet is to bring some of the kids down here and recap a little bit of the state meet. First of all, for you, state meet was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It was such a treat. Yep, we brought a great group of kids down there. Miss Emma Graff took us to the second round of diving, which hasn't happened for a very long time in our team history. We had boys swim on Saturday, which again hasn't happened for almost like 25 years, I think, in our McCook history. So Miss Abby Renner did a wonderful job on her events. The girls had a great time on their relays, and you know, I just tell you, we couldn't travel with a better group of kids.
I'll let you introduce the whole bunch before we get to pass the microphone around here.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so we've got Kevin Banham, our senior representative here on deck. We've got Abby Renner, who will be our next year's senior representative. Whoop, whoop. And we have Miss Braylon, who was our lone freshman swimmer this year for the girls that went to state for us, and will be our big mighty sophomore next year. So those are the girls that we've got, and gentlemen here that we have for the high school meet. And then
Kevin, let's go into Kevin's for the senior, the elder statesman of the group.
Yes,
how you doing,
sir?
Big guy?
Nothing much. How about you?
I'm doing good. Good to have you here. Man, I asked, you got the whole family, because brother's here, your mom's here, you're here, and where's dad? Of course, he's at girls' state tournament. Where else would he be this time of year?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Exactly right. Well, great season for you, Kevin. The team, you guys are a tight-knit bunch, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Yes. I've really tried to make sure that we're all very tightly knit on our relay, and even throughout the boys' group as captain, but just... Yeah, we are definitely a very tightly knit group. We love to hang out and spend time even outside of the water.
And girls and boys. I mean, you're captain of the boys, but really the whole team, they just support each other like no other, don't they?
We really do, yes. It's a great environment to be around. Every meet, we always try and cheer everyone on, and yeah, it's a really good experience.
Is it hard to believe that you're a senior this year?
Very much so,
yeah.
Yes.
Because I remember just starting this as a freshman and finding out that you were going to come to McCook and go back and forth all the time. It just seems like yesterday.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's been a great trip for me these past couple 4 years, and I wouldn't change it for the world. It's an amazing time.
Talk about your relays, because you're kind of the one boy here this morning, but you had some other guys. The boys really had a great year, didn't they?
That we did. So our main relay was me. We had Blake Rodewald, who was our junior representative, and then we had both the Spencer twins, Aaron and Derek, as our sophomore representatives, and we've cut off so much time. We got automatic times in all three of our relays. We broke, I believe, every single record for the relays, which was really kind of cool to be able to do with them. And yeah, we just had a great time doing it.
Yeah, your name's on that record board and a lot of different things up there, which is kind of cool, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Now it's on there 5 events, I believe, 3 relays and 2 individuals. So
your one relay did have a chance to compete on Saturday at Consolation Final, is that right?
Yes, we did. So our 200 freestyle relay, we were coming in at like a 135. We dropped about 2 seconds in order to get us ranked like 14th place, which made us qualify for the B Consolation Finals. Which was really cool. That was kind of my goal this entire year, was to be able to swim on Saturday. And I wouldn't have changed it for the world, being able to swim with my boys that day.
You bet. How about for you traveling? I mean, because you live in Curtis, and you think, Curtis, that's still 40 minutes away?
Roughly, 40,
yeah.
30, you know.
Just depending on how fast you go.
Exactly.
Between here and Curtis. So, but you do this every day.
Yes, I do. Sometimes 2 times a day. Swimming is definitely a commitment sport. You don't get better unless you practice. And to me, it was worth the sacrifice to be able to have to travel up here every day. But it was worth it.
You're going to miss this bunch, aren't you?
Yes, I will. Yes.
You kind of wish some way. You're ready to move on, I'm sure. But you kind of wish one way. Gosh, just give me one more year.
I would, yes, definitely want to come back and swim. So, yeah.
So what's in your future now? I don't think I've ever asked your parents, what are you going to do now?
Yeah, right now it's looking like I'm going to head up to Colorado School of Mines, major in civil engineering with a specification in structural engineering, and then I'll get a minor in computer sciences.
Are you going to swim?
I'm not quite fast enough for them, but they do have a club league up there, and I could student manage for their team if I wanted, so I can still be with the sport, just not the way that I originally thought it, but the sport of swimming isn't going to leave me, which is good. So I'll be able to still do what I love while I'm up there.
So. Yeah. You still, you're, you could swim for the rest of your life, but as far as competitive swimming, you're still going to miss that, aren't you?
Definitely, yes. Missing the competition, waking up early even to get on a bus to head up, that's, I'm going to miss those moments, but I'm still going to enjoy the experience that I had.
Well, I'm probably speaking for Coach Graff and of course, with your mom and everything, that no question, the coach is going to miss you, teammates are going to miss you, and it's been a fun ride, hasn't it?
I would believe so, but yes, it has been an amazing ride.
You bet. And spring sport, we're going to see you on the track?
No, I'm going to do golf.
That's right. You did the last year. You started track, but you then went to golf.
So I did track my eighth grade year and just couldn't bring myself to run in circles anymore. So I decided I would rather go hit a golf ball and just, for me, it's a bit of a networking experience being able to play with a bunch of different kids from different schools.
Yeah. Or that, or having dad yell at you around in a curve and him running from one side or the other. I love that from your dad. I really do.
I do love watching him do that.
Kevin, thanks. Hey, and you got a little brother still. You got to keep track of him while you're at school, too, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's going to have a good future these next 2 years.
How about this young lady next to you? Before I give the microphone, you've got a chance to, of course, everybody gets along. What about this young lady next to you? She got one more year, and then she's going to be a good captain as a senior, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, she will. She was kind of a captain a little bit for us this year, looking after the girls for us. She's going to do great next year. She's got a lot of potential, leading her lane, and yeah, I'm going to let her talk mostly about herself, but here's Abby Renner.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you having withdrawals? Are you missing it?
A little bit, but not really. Winter sports season is just such a long season. I'm just ready for a break.
I tell you, you guys and your guys and gals with your workouts, oh my gosh. And hearing Coach Graff and I going to watch it and experience it and watch you, and you're just going back and forth and go, and John says, well, that's just workouts. That's just warm-ups. I went, that's just warm-ups? You guys swim a lot during the season, not just in meets, but practice too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. It's always really funny because, like, my friends took a lifeguarding class and they're like, Abby, how the heck do you do this? We swim like a 200 and you swim like 1,000 for your workout? How are you still alive? And so I just always find it funny. No one realizes, like, actually how hard the commitment is to get in and practice 1 to 2 times a day.
If you want to be good and you want to make it down to state meet, you got to put that work in, don't you?
Yeah, you do. It really does pay off.
How about the girls this year? Talk about the ladies. Each never meet did some great things this year, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I was really shocked by Carson Porter. She really stepped up. This was like her first year in high school swim, and she came in. She filled the shoes. She improved a lot, and she got to swim with us on our state relay, and we qualified for state, which we weren't really sure we were going to be able to do, but we made it, and we showed ourselves that, look at us, we can do this.
How was that relay? I mean, the experience of swimming at the Devaney Center against all those other great teams, quite an experience, isn't it?
Oh, it's always so much fun. It's just so fun to see other girls who enjoy what you enjoy and talking to them. And it's not even, honestly, once I get to state, I kind of lose my nerves. I'm like, you know, I made it here. Let's just have fun, meet people, and do what I can do.
Yep, no question about it. There's a lot of fast swimmers. I mean, you guys watch for a couple of days, and they're just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, really, really quick swimmers, aren't they?
They are insane.
Yeah.
Like, there was this freshman who came in and whooped everyone. I'm like, dang.
Yeah, some of those bigger Your teams, you get a chance to see a lot of these bigger schools at, you know, Lincoln High. You go there for the Cotter Invitational and the bananas. Isn't that a big deal? So you go to a meet and you win bananas for your invites. Isn't that pretty cool?
I think that's one of the funnest things we do, and we always look forward to that meet and how many bananas we can get and what shapes we can make on the wall. So
that's what you do. You don't eat them afterwards. You try to just do other stuff with them, right?
Exactly.
You bet.
I don't even know how good those bananas would be, but I'm not eating them.
Yeah, she made banana bread.
Pretty satisfied with what the ladies did this year from start to finish?
Oh, yeah. Overall, I think we really improved and showed people what we can do.
Look ahead to your senior season now, because you bring a lot of girls back next year, don't you?
Yeah, we only lose in McGrath. And Marianne is leaving too, but she didn't really swim on our relay this year. But we're really going to miss Emma. She's been with us for a while. And
two divers, both Emma and Marianne, both qualified for the state meet. So that, you got to find some other divers now, don't you?
Yeah. Hopefully we can get a diver so we can go up a day early.
There you go. Exactly right.
Those boys get a little better.
And you've got, always looking next year, I'm sure you've got some eighth graders who have, we'll talk about the YMCA swim team. Some of those kids, as eighth graders, will probably contribute next year as freshmen, won't they?
Yeah, my younger sister, Ashlyn, is coming up, and so is Claire, right? Yep, she's an eighth grader. So we'll have them coming up and see what works next year for us.
And that talk about the YMCA program, when did you start?
So I started, I think, when I was like first or second grade.
Wow.
Because my siblings were doing it, and I'm like, man, they look like they're having fun, and this looks so cool. But my mom made me do swim lessons first, so I went, became a guppy, and I'm like, man, I'm tired of swim lessons. I just want to join the swim team. And so I went and joined the swim team and haven't left since.
And it's almost like kind of like it's a high school team for younger kids, because you go to a lot of meets, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It was always so fun, those weekend meets. My dad, we'd always pack up a cooler because we didn't want to leave for lunch, so we'd make our own sandwiches there, and then we'd always just hang out with everyone else, and it was so much fun.
Okay, I'll ask you this, Abby. Are you the best swimmer in the Renner family?
Time-wise, yes. Time-wise, yes.
What's more important than time-wise? Is there anything more important than time-wise? What else is there?
I mean, most the events, yes. Jen did bring up Izzy. She could kick my butt any day in the 500. So.
See, I was going to say, we're going to bring this up, and all of a sudden, you're going to get phone calls or text messages. You're going, we're going to find a pool and see who determined this.
Let's have a race off.
Exactly right. So, anything else going on for spring sports?
Not really. I think I'm just going to take it off, work out a little bit, get some work in. So,
and back in the pool comes summertime, right?
Yep, back in the summer pool.
There you go. Well, thank you very much. Nice job this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
How about your state meet experience? Talk about you a little bit.
So this year was definitely a hard year losing Emma, because, you know, it was my first year having Emma as a teammate. Was just great, and I don't think next year's gonna teach me or gonna be any better for me, because I lose Abby and Karsten and Blake. Blake's a little bit of a pain sometimes, but you gotta deal with him. But it was really fun hanging out with these guys for 4 days, just nonstop, because they're just, the swim environment is just great. I love this sport.
Well, you guys sound like it, you compete well, you want to do well, but as far as everybody gets along so well, don't they?
Yes, we do. I definitely think at state, us smaller schools really stood up and we cheered for each other. Definitely us in North Platte. North Platte is definitely like they're basically the other half of our team. Mm-hmm. And it's, the relationship we have with them is just great. It's...
Yeah, you couldn't say that sometimes in other sports, North Platte and McCook. But in swimming, you guys get, I heard Coach Graf so many times, is our kids get along. We're at every meet with each other. We just push each other all the time.
Oh, yes, we do. I don't think I've ever seen two teams get along so well with each other and support each other through everything that we do. So it's just great.
How about your season as a swim season? Were you satisfied with it?
Yes, I was. I definitely have improved a lot. Swimming with the seniors and all the other people that I swam with, definitely them pushing me harder, pushing me more towards my limits, because in Y swim, I definitely never really tried my hardest. I will admit that.
Uh-oh.
But swimming with Abby and Blake and Kevin has pushed me to limits that I didn't really know I had, pushed me past my mental wall, and therefore led me to a really good season.
So off-season work now. Are you missing it already? I'm sure you're missing it.
Oh, yes, I am.
Already.
Kind of glad it's done, but I'm missing it, definitely. But me, Abby, and Karsten go and work out every day, so kind of stay somewhat in shape, because I don't have a spring sport. So.
And it's kind of tough with no pool right now. With they drained the YMCA pool, of course, going to build what's going to be kind of cool is you got a new pool for next year to work in.
Yes, we do. Yeah. I'm ready for that pool.
But you have a lot of stories about the old pool, don't you? I heard it was a little chilly kind of down the stretch, wasn't it?
It was like 60 degrees. It was freezing. Abby went through it like a champ, okay?
Yeah.
I was sitting out in a towel wrapped up trying not to freeze. So then I went and took a 15-minute hot shower.
There you go.
It was great.
So next year now, and time-wise improvements, you feel like you're gonna better yourself, no question, next year?
Next year, I'm hoping next year I improve significantly and actually qualify in some individual races for state. Definitely, I think I can get my 100 free there. It's not that far off. I'm thinking if I just drop, like, 2 seconds on that, I'll be fine. And really get my work on my backstroke and get my technique and stuff down for that one, and I think I'd do really gonna do great next year for that.
Relays are fun, a lot of fun with three others, but individuals, you want to get there in individual events.
Yes, I do want to get there individually. I don't know, it just gives me this feeling of I really accomplished something, because I feel like relays, you work together as a team, and it's not always just you that gets there, it's all of you together. So individually would be give you that feeling of I did this. So, yeah.
Great explanation.
Yeah.
Great job, you bet. And the girls are going to, like you talked about, are going to be really good next year, aren't they?
I hope so. If we can get our upcoming eighth graders, if we can get their times down, we're going to be a great team next year. Just great.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Nice job. Oh, you're already ready for winter sports, aren't you?
Yeah.
If you could skip summer and just say, let's just skip summer.
No, I don't want to skip summer.
Okay.
I like my summer break.
Yeah, never ask a teenager and still in school, no, I don't want to skip summer. Absolutely, positively not. Thank you very much.
Yes.